very minimum, though. We had a survey here not too long ago. We were taking about people from the Appalachian area, mm-hmm. and I've got a pretty good sized caseload, and I think I had about six, mm-hmm. maybe one or two from Kentucky and areas like that.
Where do most of them live?
Most of the people, as they call them, hillbillies, live over north. They've got quite a large settlement over there. I think that's in the area of the Northern District Office, because we had a fellow here telling us all about it. They've got quite a big settlement there,
yeah.
and they seem to...
I thought there was some influx around back of the yards in that...
there are, but
in Madison Street. Yeah. Of course, you see, remember that TV program they had
yeah.
about the hillbillies on
mm-hmm.
Madison Street?
Yeah, well, this is a fringe area
yeah.
of this same
mm-hmm.
area that I was speaking
yeah.
of. The biggest preponderance, I think, is found over that way. But they do have some. As a matter of fact, I wasn't even aware of the fact until this fellow from Northern
yeah.
came over here telling us.
They have most of
mm-hmm.
the action.
Yeah, most of my people are, as I say, of foreign birth. The younger
yeah.
people, I have several Mexicans mm-hmm. and Puerto Ricans and people of that, those ethnic groups, you might
mm-hmm.
say. And it's most amazing to me to find out the antagonism that exists between, say, certain groups that
yeah.
they look alike in the first place.
Everybody wants a pecking order.
That's right.
He's got to have somebody to
yeah,
look down
Yeah, you know,
on
because
you.
I had an applicant, the girl was Puerto Rican,
mm-hmm.
and her husband was here with her for a long time. She had no reason to speak
mm-hmm.
English. I don't know why in the devil she didn't try to learn, but she didn't.
Yeah.
So I had to have an interpreter for
mm-hmm.
her. And I have a Mexican family, a very nice young lady, that was going to interpret for me until she found out that this woman was Puerto Rican.
Oh, is that right? Is that
and she
yeah.
said, no, Mr. I can't do that because she would resent the fact that you know,
oh.
I'm Mexican.
Uh-huh. Is that right?
The Mexicans don't like the Puerto Ricans
yeah.
as such. And she
yeah.
said, the Mexicans from Texas aren't too crazy about the ones from Mexico.
Uh-huh.
I said, oh, why get things so complicated?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
but this happens. So.
Sure. Another thing I wanted to ask you, just for my personal information,
mm-hmm.
what are they allowed to work? Are these people allowed to work? Now, see, I interviewed a woman the other day out on Ogden, about 3,500 Ogden,
mm-hmm.
and she had 12 children
mm-hmm.
and no husband. Now,
mm-hmm.
I wondered what, I don't see how, I mean, and they looked pretty healthy,
mm-hmm.
but I wondered how, can she hold a full-time job, and is she still eligible under the state law?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I've got to go out this afternoon, and I got to wait until about 4:30 because the woman doesn't get home. Her son's having a little problem. We have to talk about it. But there are many people who are working full-time, and we supplement their income as such
yeah.
because the money that they make is not even up to agency standard.
Yeah.
See, because we have to go into the problem, first of all, of... obtaining child care,
mm-hmm.
and we have to see that the child care is adequate.
Sure.
Otherwise, there's no point
That's
in mama
right.
working and
That's right.
nobody to take care
That's
of the
right.
kid.
Yeah.
This is the problem, this particular case that I have now. It's a very bad thing. So I have heard some of the supervisory staff say that in many cases it's necessary to bring the mother home and
mm-hmm.
give them full assistance
sure.
Rather than taking a chance on grandma or some neighbor
yeah.
looking out for the kids and they aren't going to do a good job.
Yeah.
So it is quite a problem. But naturally, the agency always tries to encourage them to work
sure.
and do as much
sure.
as they can. Many of the mothers would much rather be out working
sure,
than at home with six or
yeah,
eight
yeah,
children.
Yeah. My wife is one of them.
yeah. And as a matter of fact, I have a couple people in the caseload that are men. One fellow, his wife died, another fellow works full-time, but
yeah.
he's got to pay a full-time housekeeper, so his income
yeah.
is just not adequate,
sure.
and it's necessary for us to
I see.
To supplement.
I wondered, another thing I wonder about, has there been any real movement? I don't know if this has ever gotten underway or if it's just, but it occurred to me a couple of years ago, the possibility of compulsory education for these people.
Mm-hmm.
Is that too far out
well,
or too complicated?
No, from time to time, they have, as a matter of fact, Mrs. Is in charge of this program, I think. We have workups about this fact that almost, well, actually we aren't supposed to